Anyone who has ever had a mortgage on their home knows that loans are sold on Wall Street every day into mortgage-backed securities, then sold to investors. It is accepted common industry practice. What people do not realize is that it became the perfect way to literally steal American homes from homeowners, with unscrupulous lenders and servicers relying on the complexity of the scheme and the lack of knowledge of homeowners who have no idea it is even happening to them. But it is, whether you realize it or not. Whether you currently own a home or not, whether it was lost in a foreclosure or simply sold outright, whether you have a mortgage or paid cash for it. In most cases, the wrong entity was paid at some point, having no standing to collect your payments. Worse, nearly every land title in America was corrupted, rendering them unmarketable. If you think you got clear title when you bought your home, think again. You couldn't. Despite having a title policy, title companies have no knowledge in identifying these kinds of issues falling outside of their coverage. Title companies, loan servicers, and lenders are all part of what we call the machine. It's the systematic process used to literally steal home loans and homes throughout America without you ever knowing it's going on. And it started around early 2000 when the industry formed the Mortgage Electronic Registration System, MERS, for short. Corrupt major banking families and corporations have controlled the narrative of the mortgage industry since the 1930s, while we were all asleep at the wheel, thinking our banks would never do such a thing. Well, they did and still are, unless you, the homeowner, becomes educated to the schemes. Banks rely on the complication of what is really happening to your mortgage behind the scenes, keeping the real truth from being known. And yes, they're laughing all the way to the bank at your expense. In most cases, your mortgage is being reported as an asset belonging to a mortgage-backed security on Wall Street. Only at the same time, other entities are claiming to own it as well, by way of falsely recorded documents filed in county land record, at the county level where title lies. However, legal transfer into the trust did not happen either. One must follow the money at all times. Who are servicers paying? The Wall Street Trust or the entity that appears in county land record? They are not paying both. So who actually does own your mortgage, having the right to take your payments? As the legal title holder by way of a recorded deed, you must find out as it challenges your ownership. How is this possible? Mortgages are sold into trusts within days of origination. Only the lender who appears on your loan documents never actually lent you any money. The money came from the investors who bought certificates for the mortgage-backed securities the loan was put into. The originating lender sold the loan almost immediately, so they are out of the picture and a loan servicer collects your monthly payments for whomever allegedly owns the loan now. And you are none the wiser. Servicers are in a unique position to see both sides of the fence, what investor currently alleges to own the loan and what is happening with the homeowner. They rely on what appears in county land record, therefore forging documents and then recording them, to allege a chain of debt and title ownership that doesn't actually exist. It is very common practice. They literally make it up as they go. But what is also happening at the same time is that the loan is also being reported as an asset to some unknown trust. The trust and some other alleged lender that comes into the picture years after the trust got the loan are both claiming to own it at the same time. The promissory note and the mortgage or deed of trust went in completely different, unrelated directions, effectively clouding title. The mortgage-backed security usually trumps whoever comes in later because it bought the loan first. Since the loan documents went in different directions and rightful ownership difficult or impossible to establish, the debt was no longer secured by title, usually upon the closing date of the trust the loan was allegedly put into, making it an unsecured debt. If the loan went into default, they can't take the property as payment since title no longer secured the loan. There could be no legal foreclosure. And if there is no default, you must ask, where are my payments going? And does that alleged lender really own my mortgage? Will I get clear title when I've paid it off, or if I sell my home, will some stranger be paid for a loan they didn't actually own? These are very important questions that must be answered. Whatever happened, you need to know your home is safe from unscrupulous predatory lenders and servicers. You must learn if your payments are actually being put towards the principal of the loan, and if there has been a separation of the debt from title, as is true in over 90% of mortgage transactions. You will need to remove the false lender from any claims against your legal title ownership. TitleTrax is the only research and investigative resource that triangulates what is being reported to investors on Wall Street, with what is alleged in county land record where title lies, and what is being reported to the IRS. It should reflect the same information, however, in nearly all cases, it does not. Title should never be questionable. Once clouded, only a court order can restore marketability. And it could easily have happened in a previous owner's mortgage transaction before you. A new lien against title cannot be put over an unresolved one, causing you to have not actually gotten clear title when you bought the home, despite what a title company says. So if your mortgage loan is one of the millions that have been mishandled by greedy banks and servicers who have sold your loan several times over without your knowledge, this works to your advantage. Make sure to watch our next video that demonstrates what most attorneys defending foreclosures don't even know, especially if a lender who has failed was involved anywhere in the chain of debt and title ownership. Visit whoownsmyhome.com to learn and see more.